What I was impressed with the quarterbacks, and I told you we watched them closely, is their poise, their demeanor after maybe a little adversity, how they handle themselves, how they handle the unit, and we're making progress there. Really pleased with the progress, and just how they're handling themselves. They just appear to be more poised, and that's good. I talked to the team about that. As coaching staff, we demand excellence. We demand excellence on the practice field. And you know, when we don't see it, it's all of our responsibilities, the coaches' responsibilities, the players' responsibilities, to push one another. And we do that by adding pressure. And I remind you that pressure to us is we get after them if there's things that they can control and they're not doing it. And they should challenge each other in that fashion either. But we, you know, we do that and we do our job, then we like our chances to get better. And, you know, that's how our approach, and that's how we deal day to day, and that's the message sent to the team. So I'll open up for questions.
Sure, short certainly out.
Right now, it looks that way. Yeah. Sure. Tonight, we're going over. We'll go through all the rotations. We wanted to have another practice again. You know, you saw it. The offense and defense went again against each other again today for majority of practice. So we just feel like we got to take advantage of those reps. And now tomorrow we'll take a look at more Miami. It'll be more towards Miami and just cover the situations and things like that. Make sure we're on top of it. But we want to keep this competition going and you know, still compete through practice.
Shorts definitely out of the game.
You know what? It sounds like it, Vito. It sounds like it. You know, we'll take a look at that and evaluate. But I would say there's a greater percentage that he could be out.
So without Shorts and without Blackman, a lot of guys have an opportunity. Does that affect how you grade the quarterbacks when they're playing with guys who aren't?
No, you know, because we look at everything. And, you know, we'll come up with the time frames. Everybody, we have not talked once to our players about rotations, who's starting, who's coming out, how long they're going to play. We just haven't gotten that. Now, we'll talk to them tomorrow after we take a look at and say, you know, who's starting and things like that, and then the rotations. But we will not say how long they're going to play.
So you'll tell them, like, who's going to be starting quarterback tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll probably tell them tomorrow, I would say, Vito, after we discuss it tonight.
More time for the backup quarterback today, looked like, in team.
Yeah, we made an emphasis on that. Just, you know, I think it's fair to evaluate them. We know they're going to get opportunities on Friday, so we wanted to get them more reps, to get them, you know, a comfort level. They didn't get as many yesterday, so we amped it up for them today.
Kafka looked like he made some good throws, touchdown passes.
Yeah. He's done some good things. You know, the things that we challenge him on is, you know, the strength and, you know, not let the ball float and, you know, get it to him and timing and things like that. But I said earlier that he's been a couple installations behind, but he's picking up pretty quick. And, you know, but he'll have an opportunity.
Does he tend to float the ball? As you said,
no, he's got good arm strength, mm-hmm. And he's accurate. And the challenge will be to see, you know, how he can throw the long ball, too.
Love and Dedrick out today.
What's that?
Love and Dedrick out today.
Yeah. So, I mentioned that. My fault.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, that's okay. Yeah, Dedrick with the groin strain and Love, we had a bad
day.
That's okay.
Strains. Is there something wrong with these fields?
No, you know what? You know, I think there's like 9 guys on our injury report. I heard Bob Babich run to Mike Ryan and said, this is unheard of. I've never seen an injury report with just this low amount of guys on the injury report. So we're going to have a few of those, but we're very pleased with you know, our return to play and how we're dealing with it. And like I said, there'll be some things we have to adjust, but we're pleased in the direction it's going.
I mean, I've said my strains.
We're pushing them pretty hard now. 93 plays 2 days ago, 70 plays yesterday, today. I mean, that's, you know, they're getting quite a few plays, you know.
Gus, do you ever worry about tackling because you guys don't finish? And a lot of NFL teams now in camps don't seem to finish, you know, with the tackling. Do you worry, you know, if you start seeing something like that in these preseason games, might you change the way you do?
Well, you know, I think it's, you know, there's give and take.
Yeah.
You know, you can teach leverage. You can teach angles. You can teach all those things in our practice. The finish, you'll see that, you know, we've had a period of live, a scrimmage where we had a period of live. So we're giving them opportunities, and then their individual drills, they're working on the finish. But, you know, so much of missed tackles and things come with players around the league is because of leverage issues. So we're really emphasizing that.
For bubble players, Friday night, good game, bad game, how important is that, or more important is that than coming out here?
Well, I think for us, I don't want them to go in there saying, okay, I'm on the bubble, I've got to perform. Well, you should have that mindset in practice. You know, you got to perform every day. So carry that into the game. And when they get like that, where they go, okay, now I got to amp it up, that's usually when they make mistakes. They have busts and they don't perform as well as they had hoped. So we're trying to stay away from that mindset with our guys and just say, hey, just go out there and do your job.
Do you believe there's better game day players than there are practice players?
Well, you see it. I think if you look at practice in what way? I've seen some guys that practice, they watch extensive film, and then they go out there and they perform really well on game day. And I think it's based on their preparation. So I think it goes hand in hand.
Gus, QB competitions can really blow up, kind of take on a life of their own sometimes. This one has seemed under wraps. How much of that is Blaine and Chad's relationship in that room?
I think it's very good. Now, it's very good. And I don't know why that is. I'm hoping it's because they're competing against themselves. You know, and when you compete against yourself, then it doesn't matter. Then he said, shoot, you know, you talk and you go through some things because you're doing that. Where it gets he is when you find out where it gets, I'm competing against him, he's competing against me, and then you hope he fails, he hope you fail, and then it just adds up, and then you've got the wrong dynamics. So we stay away from that. We stay away from that. Now, is that the reason why? That's a question for them.
What's your feeling on showing things on film? The first preseason game, like say the Wildcat things, would you rather not show it, or do you think you need to work on it?
Yeah, it is. You I think you have to, you know, see how your execution is. Mm-hmm. So, but this game, we're going into it and saying, okay, let's run, let's hit, let's block, let's tackle, let's use good leverage, and let's check out our principles, our base fundamental principles in this game. So you may not see a lot of scheme. You know, Vito.
So we might not see Wildcat or those kind of things.
May not. It just depends.
More basic. How's Massaquoi look?
You know what? I thought that he leveled off, but the last yesterday he did better. And today, you know, we'll take a look at it on film. But he was challenged. I know he had a little strain. You know, there's another strain for you. But maybe he was battling through that and felt better yesterday. So, but he played better yesterday.
Is Branch gotten any better?
Branch is still, I mean, his effort, he's just, you know, you see, I watch him in individual, and he's amped it up now. There is no doubt about it. So I think a guy like that, he needs just to continue to do what he's doing. And then some success, you know, on the practice field would be good for him. You know,
he's still got a ways to go.
He's still, you know, a lot of them do. But, yeah, he's still facing the challenges like everybody else.